producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it's already Friday, 29th day of August 2014. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm going to get my limited crew, because they're so busy and so few, to go back to the last year and a half, where I have basically broken down exactly what would happen hundreds of times, so that I can have those clips on the Sunday show this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And the scores of articles by Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, and others, where we specifically said the West is arming Al-Qaeda, changing their name to confuse the public to IS and ISIS, and is going to attack the West, and that's going to be used as a pretext to take American liberties, European liberties, and deploy paramilitary on the streets. And I've also said over and over again that Obama has taken more vacations than anyone I have ever seen. And the media admits that. He breaks the record of even George W. Bush, who would take about 2.5 months of vacation. Obama takes over 4 months of vacation a year. But I said that if he ever comes home from a vacation, that's because he doesn't want to get blamed for what's about to happen. It's a bad problem. Urgent is the Drudge Report headline. Obama to intercept and to interrupt weekend fundraising trip will return to D.C. He was going to attend a MSNBC wedding and do three fundraisers. But he will still attend the MSNBC wedding. While UK raises terror threat to severe, basically their highest level. The FBI has put out a terror alert as well today. Do you know who's not listed on the terror alert? This is out of the Washington Times. FBI National Domestic Threat Assessment omits Islamist terrorism. So they're saying a domestic attack, meaning here in the U.S., could happen at any moment, but Muslims, radical Muslims, are not listed. You know who is listed, right? You know the drill. We first broke this 7 years ago. No one believed this. It's mainstream news now. Even when it was found in the New York Times a week later, we got no credit. That's fine. I just want people to know. We're not making stuff up, okay? No matter how wild it sounds, it's documented. I wish I was wrong. FBI National Domestic Threat Assessment omits Islamist terrorism. Bill Gertz. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that just special? Can we put two and two together here? Veterans, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, constitutionalists, anybody who doesn't love Mao Zedong, and I'm not even joking, we've got 10 czars praising Mao. I guess he's the politically correct one because he's Asian, so nothing he does can be wrong. Only white people can be bad like Hitler or Stalin. No, he has the world record for killing people. 80 plus million is the Chinese number. CIA says 60-something million. Whatever. The point is he killed more people than anybody ever in history. We have a government run by people that endorse Mao Zedong. We're going to come back and get into it. I'm telling you, they may be getting ready to pull the big false flag. Drudge just had a siren go up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Danger Zone bringing us in on this live Friday, 29th day of August, 2014 transmission. You don't see that but a few times a year, drudgereport.com. Putin, don't mess with Russia. They've got the siren going. And hey, there's no compliment like imitation. We have our siren here going as well. And believe me, I want it red-linked when we post this Reuters article with links to our background and research on this. I'm going to add the Ray McGovern video that we re-aired yesterday to that, where he says this could end in nuclear war. Headline, top CIA analyst. Moving troops into Poland and Ukraine could trigger nuclear war. A very good chance of it. And now Putin has come out saying, don't mess with nuclear Russia, Putin says. Reuters, Vladimir Putin said today, just minutes ago, we're going to post the actual Russian transcript at InfoWars so you get the full thing. On Friday, Russia's armed forces, see why I spent 3 hours on this yesterday, and I had people asking why I was making such a big deal of Ukraine, because this is a big deal. Russian troops are going into Ukraine right now. And I don't just sit there and agree with CNN. They've been in a proxy battle for 6 months. President Vladimir Putin said on Friday, Russia's armed forces, backed by its nuclear arsenal, were ready to meet any aggression, declaring at a pro-Kremlin youth camp that foreign states should understand it's best not to mess with us. This is absolutely insane, crazy-level information. Putin told the assembly on the banks of the lake near Moscow that Russian takeover, in fact, I'll guarantee you this is on RT right now, guys. Go to RT Russia. I guarantee it's their top video. Putin told the assembly on the banks of the lake near Moscow, let's get that on Infowars.com as well, the Russian takeover of Crimea in March was essential to save a largely Russian-speaking population from Ukrainian government violence. And they have been there ethnically cleansing them. He said continued fighting in eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian separatists launched a uprising in April, was the latest of a reversal and a refusal by Kiev to negotiate. Ukraine and Western governments accused Russia of sending troops and armor to back the separatists in a conflict that has already killed over 2,000 people. Russia denies the charge. Russia is far from being involved in any large-scale conflicts. Notice that key word, because these are asymmetrical skirmishes. He said at the camp on the banks of the lake, we don't want that and we don't plan it, but naturally we should always be ready to repel any aggression towards Russia. Russia's partners should understand it's best not to mess with us, said Putin, dressed casually in a gray sweater and light blue jeans. Thank God, I think no one is thinking of unleashing a large-scale conflict with Russia. They're moving U.S. troops, mercenaries, you name it, into Poland and Ukraine with the CIA director setting it all up 3 months ago. This is all public. Thank God you're not planning something because we have nuclear weapons and we're rolling them up to the border. When NATO and again, it's not our government, folks. It's globalists manipulating this. Just like they funded Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Al-Qaeda in Syria as the main force, they renamed it IS or ISIS. Now the political class says, brace for terror attack. We're about to get hit by Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Highest terror level alert in England. Terror level alert in New York City for ISIS. And no one's talking about who gave them the weapons. Just a year ago, we had Rand Paul saying, we don't want to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. And Senator Ted Cruz and others. And so they had a problem. The CFR openly said, we have a problem. It's coming out that we're working with these people. What do we do? So they have this whole PR thing of, well, we can't control them, and they are good fighters, and Assad is bad, but we'll bomb them later, and you know we'll take care of the Al-Qaeda problem after they've taken care of Assad for us, blah, blah, blah. That's why we've given them the weapons and trained them. And then our own military came out and said, yeah, we've been forced to give them weapons and train them. And Tosh Plumlee had the Justice Department put a gag order on him. He was reporting on C-130s flying arms into the radical Islamicist state, Shia folks. And then we're basically told, brace for terror attack, brace for terror attack, brace for terror attack. The Al-Qaeda threat, the IS threat, is real. But they were funded, protected, shepherded by the criminals that have hijacked our country and Europe and many other nations. Is Putin good? No, he represents a mafioso-type Russian strong-arm system where basically the KGB just became the oligarchs instead of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the Arm & Hammer Al Gore dynasty that owned the big factories all over Russia. Our government in 1917 put the Bolsheviks in on record. It's declassified. Gutted the whole country over 30 years. Stalin was our big ally. Lenin was our ally. They were in Time magazine as saviors, even in the mid-30s and late 30s and then early 40s. Endorsed publicly, given all our major factories, built up to take over the world. So we could then point the finger and say, oh, my gosh, the commies are taking over. We've got to build up a big army to counter them. And then that army took over the rest of the world. Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. In between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. These are children's nursery rhymes. I'm sure the public can understand what's happening here. This is so simple. And when I talk like that, I'm not talking to our general listeners that know more than I do. in many cases. I'm always amazed by how informed people are. I'm talking about the general public. The system thinks you're so dumb. They think you're so stupid that they would fund Al-Qaeda, protect Al-Qaeda, give them Stinger missiles just a year ago. For the last 4 years, they've been doing it publicly, but for a year, it's been escalated. And then turn right around and say, we got to take your rights and have armored vehicles on the street corners and checkpoints everywhere because ISIS is inside the country with Stinger missiles and they're about to shoot down, you know, 20 airliners a day. Literally. If they got 100 Stinger missiles into this country and half of the missile launches were successful, you'd be talking about 50 aircraft shot down. They were given 15,000 MPADs, many of them more advanced and high-tech than the latest Stinger-type missiles. And you can see the Operation Terror the globalists are going to launch. They could shoot down hundreds and hundreds of aircraft with these in Europe, the United States, the Middle East. The FAA had to suspend during the last Gaza crisis that just ended, thank God, air flights into Israel because they know there's MPADs out there. So I want to explain. This is a real crisis, but the global crime syndicate, call them Chaos, call them Spectre, call them Dr. Evil, whatever you want to call these groups that are going to make money off weapons sales, off the crisis, off the insider trading, off of knowing what's coming before it happens, they literally are using this to destabilize the entire planet. And the Russians are not in an offensive posture. The communist Chinese, backed by the globalists, are buying basically up the oil fields worldwide, the rare earth minerals, the weapon systems, the media systems, censoring U.S. media, working with Microsoft to censor the internet worldwide and Google. China is a real hardcore New World Order threat. Russia, there is some intermediary connections with the globalists, the New World Order, but Russia, through Solzhenitsyn, discovered that they've been hijacked by a eugenics program to destroy them. That's why communism was put in there, because Russia was the only rival to the globalists using the West parasitically as their engine of domination. So Solzhenitsyn wrote a bunch of books on this, not the one he won the Nobel Prize for, Gulag Archipelago. And he met repeatedly with Putin. Now, I don't know if Putin's double-crossing all that, but if you look at Russian radio and TV, it's New World Order, there's cancer in the vaccines, global government, they want to kill us, have children, don't abort your children. Russia knows what's going on. And just the fact that that's caught on in Russia, the New World Order could start a nuclear war with them. You understand that? They want to take their gas pipelines. They want to take their oil fields. They want to take their only port to get stuff out to Europe. And they're doing it right now. You are seeing what Napoleon and what Hitler did. And by the way, you notice Obama knows he won't get in any trouble. The globalists know. He's about to sign an executive order. That's in the Associated Press to legalize the illegals. Going to stop deportations completely. He is about to sign us onto the UN and put carbon taxes on basically everything we do outside of law. And Rand Paul said, the senator said, you are not a king. Well, if he doesn't go to jail, he is a king. And now the establishment sets the precedent to whoever they put in as their puppet dictator will be a dictator in fact. An elected dictator. Because it won't matter. Once you elect them, they act dictatorially. So you can see it on every front. The globalists are taking down Africa. They're taking down Europe. They're taking down Latin America. They're taking down Asia. They are taking everything down. I'm skipping this network break. It's too important. That means our dear station shouldn't be covering this up because it's a network break. This costs us $3,000-$4,000 every time we skip it. But it's that important. I'm skipping it. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the magnitude of what we're facing? Stuff is so hardcore that it's disrespectful. You know, they'll have some O.J. Simpson verdict or they'll have some hyped up Miley Cyrus thing, and talk radio will suspend commercials for a whole day sometimes. I feel like I ought to suspend them, period. We ought to be on our knees. Everybody should be at church right now praying to God that this Cuban Missile Crisis Part 2 comes to an end. But this time it's not the evil communist Russians trying to put missiles in Cuba. It is the West moving missiles to shoot down their missiles so there can be a first strike on Russia. and Russia sees the missile cruisers coming in. They see the systems to shoot down their response strike. They see the mercenaries, Al-Qaeda being turned loose all over their borders, from Chechnya, you know, right through to Russia proper, blowing stuff up. And it's Western-backed. They don't even hide the fact that the CIA is arming Al-Qaeda groups to attack Russia. So you can see the massive double cross. And again, they're shutting off our power. They're shutting off our jobs. They're shutting down our coal power plants. They're passing more taxes here to shut us down. Just those are sanctions. Obamacare is a sanction on our medical care system, on the average person, and seven taxes on blue-collar workers and poor people, and a total of 20-plus taxes. On record, you're now feeling it. You're now seeing it. Same thing with Russia. So we have a lot of solidarity with the Russian people and the people of the EU who are being hurt by these sanctions. It's hurting our markets, but the globalists don't care because they're going to be the last men standing when they consolidated the global economy. And Putin has gone, call Ray McGovern, see if we can get him on. I want to get an analyst on about this right now. Because if they see a missile fired into their territory, Russia will launch on warning is the default, and it will be the end of the world as we know it. Or a large portion of the earth will die, like out of Revelations or something. You don't hear a lot about America in Revelations, do you? It's like we're going to be blown away. Why are all the elite leaving the country? I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let me tell you, it is in the cards. It's like Russian roulette, ladies and gentlemen, pun intended, with six bullets in the chamber, and the globalists are so arrogant and so full of bravado and chutzpah that they are rolling that cylinder and then putting it to their head and pulling the trigger, and our head as well. And I am sick of it. I'm sick of them rolling that cylinder, putting one bullet in, shutting it down, playing Russian roulette with our lives. And let me tell you, I studied the psychology of the Russians. I know the CIA has, the anthropologists have, the sociologists, the rest of them. You had one of the former deputy heads of the CIA come out yesterday. Kit Daniels wrote about it at Infowars.com and say it's time for us to kill Putin, or it's time for the KGB elite, the FSB, to kill him, or we are going to come after you. And they're taking all those rich KGB guys' bank accounts. They're messing with them. They're doing dirty tricks. They've got black ops in Russia messing with their families, trying to get the Russians to start a war. And it is because the New World Order has advanced weapons and things. It won't matter. Let's say they shoot down 98% of the nuclear missiles. Russia's got 10,000 Topol M's, railway-fired, medium, long-range, submarine launch, cruise missiles, way more than 10,000. What is 1% of 10,000? 100. 100 missiles make it in. The average missile, let's say, has 10 devices in it, 10 MIRVs. Five of them are decoys. So what's five? Five of them are decoys, five are warheads. That's a low number. Some might have 20 packages, 10 are warheads. Or sometimes an entire package will be warheads. You got cruise missiles that come in and fire other cruise missiles off of them to basically get the targeting systems off so that the dummy cruise missiles, the bigger signatures, get shot down. I mean, is this really what we want? Probably. But subconsciously, we want to join the 54 million aborted babies, don't we? Subconsciously, we know we're a wicked nation. Subconsciously, we know we're bad. Subconsciously. And so we're kind of rooting for nuclear war and the end of civilization. See, we have ancestral memories of struggle and of things being almost unsurvivable. And in that, we find our greatest moments. But see, humans have a will to go into crisis. It's almost an ancient form of entertainment to have war or crisis. It's a bunch of drama. But you can't do that with airborne Ebola. You can't do that with airborne mousepox. You can't do that with hydrogen bombs and X-ray lasers and super neutron-based antimatter reactions. Oh, that's a highly classified weapons program you just heard about right there. Air Force slipped up and gave a briefing on it. San Francisco Chronicle 10 years ago. Look it up. And I brought that up to nuclear engineers I know worked in the Pentagon. They would turn white when I would bring up the antimatter bombs. They've got weapons that will destroy the whole planet just like that. In fact, they can't even test them, obviously. They don't know how much they would do. You seen Star Trek, one of the last episodes? The new Star Trek movies, I think they're better than the old ones. Where they go and drop that dark matter into the center of Spock's planet and implodes. How about the whole solar system doing that? How about black hole weapons? They invented the equations for atomic weapons, Max Planck did in 1900. There it is, Air Force pursuing antimatter weapons. Program was touted publicly, then came official gag order. San Francisco Chronicle, 2004, I said 10 years ago, boom, photographic memory. But it's only photographic back to a certain point. It's not been photographic the last few years. Near photographic, if I'm focused, have the right nutrients. But I'm 40. Not supposed to be able to have a photographic memory after really 30. Starts degrading. Just saying, I'm not making this stuff up. People hear me throw out facts, numbers, statistics. But how does this guy know all this stuff? Yes, I do. Of course I know when they publish a thing about antimatter bombs. Who would not want to know that date? I'm not bragging here. I'm telling you that when Vladimir Putin says we have nuclear weapons, back off. That's what they did on 888 in August of 2008. Threatening. I wake up. My wife's like, hey, Russia has attacked. Russia has attacked Georgia. It's on the radio. She's in there cooking breakfast. I get up. I stumble out. Go to the computer. Go to CNN, turn it on, got coffee, standing there in my underwear, kids are grabbing on my legs and stuff. Yeah, they just invaded Georgia, nobody knows why, they're driving towards the Capitol. They had the president of the country on there saying, please help us. And I get ready, and all the news says Russia's attacked, and it took me until I was about 30 minutes into the show at 11:30. It took me about, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, there it is. Russia threatens nuclear attack on Poland over U.S. missile shield, London Telegraph. That was a few years ago. 2008. Print that for me. Thank you. If you're a radio listener and wonder what's going on, we're also simulcasting on television at Infowars.com/show and at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so there, as I say things, they Google it, then pull up the headline, and then so we can prove things for you. But back on 888, their chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, I am authorized to tell you that we're going to launch medium-range attacks on NATO bases in 1 hour. If the NATO aircraft landing and disgorging U.S. and NATO forces do not pull out. The Russians landed in Serbia, in Pristina, the capital of Kosovo. When they were bringing in the Muslim forces and ethnically cleansing, they tried to take that Russian airbase. And the Russians landed and said, okay, we're preparing for nuclear war. And the head of NATO refused the order. The British head, I forget, it's General Jackson. Refused the order. And he said, I am not going to go down in history books as the guy that started World War III. Everyone knows the Russians don't ever threaten anything. Unless they're going to do it. They've been all nice. Oh, please don't take our military bases. Please don't take our gas pipelines. Please, we'll work things out with the West. In fact, we'll even let you have 90% of the country. Fine. The EU can eat Ukraine. Don't move missiles in. Stop. 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 CIA head goes there provocatively, commanding all these forces, attacking the Russian-held areas. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, Putin could be Hitler. It's Hitler with nuclear weapons, folks. But he's not Hitler. It's the globalists that are expanding and pushing and starting all this. And if you just joined us, Vladimir Putin has come out and said, don't mess with nuclear Russia. It's best for you not to mess with us. Putin spoke easily with students, many of whom looked to be asking scripted questions. Oh, like our press conferences aren't scripted with Obama. Give me a break. Listen, if you're going to say those are scripted, say, as ours are scripted. See, I cannot tell you it's scripted here and it's scripted there. I'm sick of this. Oh, my gosh. Russians torture people sometimes. Oh, my gosh. But we never do that, right? And you don't spy on people either, right?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
Calm down. Global thermonuclear war.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirmed. Weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
The only winning move is not to play. That's the bottom line that we're discussing here, ladies and gentlemen. And the headline at InfoWars.com reads, from Reuters, "Don't mess with nuclear Russia," Putin says. He goes on to say that anyone that engages any of our military forces will be responded to with our full military might. You can read the full quotes up on InfoWars.com. Breaking, Putin says, don't mess with nuclear Russia. The video is going up in real time right now. Now, it's in Russian, but I'm going to go ahead and play some of this now. This just broke in the last 30 minutes. This was released by RT. Here it is.
Владимир Владимирович, добрый день.
Mr. Putin,
Алексей Макаренко, я представляю.
Good afternoon. My name is Mr. Makarenko, and I am from St. Petersburg Polytechnical University.
Разрешите мне выразить вам
благодарность за визит к нам. Express a big thanks for your visit to Seligier.
Владимир Владимирович, несмотря на образовательную тематику
нашего форума, it's an educational forum, but of course we follow the developments that are happening around the world, and some of the events are linked to Ukraine.
Ваша встреча с президентом Порошенко в Минске.
You met with President Poroshenko in Minsk, and Mr. Lavrov also told us about sending another humanitarian convoy, and also the militia announced that they will continue their military operation. You also asked the militia to provide a humanitarian corridor to avoid bloodshed. There were also media reports about possible tougher sanctions. Also, Russian servicemen were reportedly detained on the territory of Ukraine. Could you give us your take on the situation? Now, what are the future developments in your view? Thank you. So let's start with our servicemen. I made a statement about that. You know, Ukrainian servicemen also found themselves on the Russian territory and in larger numbers. Once we had 450 servicemen, then we had another 60 and another 60, many of them with arms, and some of them, they went to Russia and just said, you know, we were lost, but what we saw was that they were with armored vehicles. Well, I do believe that they got lost. We don't have a clear demarcation in some of the areas. So I think it's a purely technical issue. We discussed that with the President of Ukraine, Mr. Poroshenko, and he assured me that the Russian soldiers will be handed over to Russia just like Russia handed over and hands over a servicemen from Ukraine.
And this is a 2.5-hour video. That's why it was just released in the last 30 minutes or so. That's why no major media yet has the specific quotes. We have the text released by RT. We've got our guys reviewing it right now. We will go through this and get to the part where he talks about don't mess with Russia and we'll retaliate and the rest of it. But the full transcript is on InfoWars.com, and the video is posted there as well. In fact, we're going to post it separately with the word video in the headline so folks can see that if they want. But no one's perfect in this whole thing. Russia has done a lot of bad things to Ukraine. that part of Ukraine has been part of Russia basically forever. The Western Ukrainians done a lot of bad stuff to Eastern Ukrainians. We're not in the middle as Americans in their tribal sectarian warfare. The EU is in there manipulating things to consolidate power and control. That's what's happening. And they want to suck that country dry. That's why they ethnically want to bring in groups and then hype them up racially into the United States, not to assimilate, but to be their own group attached to the Democratic Party. That's race-based politics. The Democrats did that and ran the country for over 100 years with the Klan. When Christian Republicans wouldn't go along with it, with Martin Luther King and others that were Republicans, and I'm not saying Republicans are perfect, they're part of the corrupt political class, the Democrats switched to racial politics with minorities. And now they've brought in a majority of minorities. If there was one white person huddling in a corner about to be shot in the head, that'd be a majority. So this is how the political correctness works, race-based politics. But they've gotten rid of the population's immune system to this form of manipulation to where we just accept anything. Accept Obamacare, a giant criminal operation that big corporations are exempt from. That's illegal. And that raises taxes on poor people, or you're against black people because Obama's black and he couldn't do anything wrong. This is how the system operates. And you've got incredible war propaganda going on right now. Here's the headline in the London Telegraph from 2008, a few days after 888, when Georgia launched an attack on Russian-held areas of Abkhazia and South Ossetia that have been Russian enclaves forever. Russia threatens nuclear attack on Poland over U.S. missile shield. Russia threatened a nuclear strike against Poland after a landmark deal to site American global anti-missile shields in its country. Because what they really are, and what the Pentagon admits they are, is a system to where you can launch a nuclear attack on Russia, they try to launch a response, and the missiles shoot that down. And they talk to us like children and go, no, it's to shoot down missiles if Russia shoots first. Of course. But it's an escalation because you can hit Russia and then they can't respond back. So it's a major act of war to bring anti-missile systems up to somebody's border. Can you imagine if Russians in Canada and Mexico were stationing these? The United States would hit the targets. We have found the clip of Putin talking about the response to the situation in Ukraine. So here it is from the 2.5-hour meeting. We're going to play this clip, then we're going to get this clip and excise it out for folks and put it up on Infowars.com. But here it is, Vladimir Putin telling NATO, the West, George Soros, and the rest of them, love them or hating, they've got the nuclear weapons. Do not push us. Don't mess with Russia. Here is the clip.
Historical memory is a very important component of our culture, our history, our life today. And of course, we should also consider the future based on our historical experience and our historical memory. So I can tell you straight away that Russia is far from being involved in large-scale conflicts. We don't want that, and we're not going to do that. Of course, we should always be ready to repel any aggression, any attack on Russia. Regardless of the situation our partners nations are in, they should always realize that they would be better off not messing with us, talking about a possible military conflict. But thankfully, I don't think anybody seriously considers the possibility of starting a military conflict with Russia. I would like to remind you that Russia is one of the biggest nuclear powers. They're not just words, it's just real, and we actually strengthen our nuclear forces. They are more compact now, but they're also more efficient. They are more modern. They have modern weaponry. And we continue to boost their potential, and we are going to do this in the future as well. This is not to threaten anybody. This is
just for us to feel protected and be able to implement our economic and social plans. As far as cycles are concerned, yes, I think that global development is cyclical. Primarily, I think, because
обоснованностью и правильностью развития экономики циклами. Вот экономика
доказанным является лучше, чем могут сказать, if we have any economists present here.
There it is in context. There's the audio, there's the video. We'll get that clip. We'll have it up on Infowars.com, up on YouTube in the next 30 minutes or so. We have the full 2+ hours up, but we're going to have that for everybody. Updated to Infowars.com. We're going to get that posted on one of our YouTube channels right now for everybody else as well, if you're a radio listener. We do have Ray McGovern, former top CIA briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, who was on with us on August 15th, 2 weeks ago, warning a little less than 2 weeks ago that this could lead to nuclear war. And that it's a very real threat. Every major analyst I talk to, people formerly in defense intelligence, CIA, professors, on and off air, and all the trade publications I read, military publications, Pentagon statements, I mean, this is a real push up into the border of Russia. And if NATO troops start engaging Russian troops, who feel like they're in their interest with their military bases, their pipelines, when they're trying to cut Russia off from Europe, which will hurt Europe big time as well. This isn't America where Obama just gets to shut down a third of our power plants and double, on average, our electricity prices in 7 years. This isn't America where they get to pass a health care law that raises 7 taxes on poor people with death panels and death panels at the VA. This is Russia we're talking about that has its own set of problems. But their public is more informed on average. You can look at the studies on that. They know geographically what's going on. They understand it. They have the memory of 20 million Russians dying in World War II. The Germans have it as well. 20 million Germans died. Only 5, 6 million of those were troops. So governments do this. They make decisions. They do things. Tens of millions died overall from war and famine in the Napoleonic Wars, all 3 rounds. And people never think it's going to happen until it happens. And this time, there's nuclear weapons. I believe the Bible. But I don't believe the establishment interpretations of where we all get raptured out of this. No, it says the beast wages war on the saints and overcomes them. Then there's a big revival. People wake up and start repenting. There's awakening around the world. One-third of the Earth's population is killed. Large portions of the Earth's surface are black. That's what the Bible says. Columns of flame bigger than mountains. Giant machines that look like insects flying around dropping fire on people. This is what John on the Isle of Patmos saw. And hey, even if you don't believe in God or the collective consciousness or anything, it doesn't matter. Boy, a lot of that's coming true. And it isn't what these preachers tell you who think their big mega churches protect them from nuclear weapons while their little CIA, FBI auxiliary officers writing dossiers, you know, up late at night on their churchgoers and, you know, which family they're going to break up and how they're going to get people's money. And, you know, I mean, these are savage operations. With just a bunch of gullible Americans just believing anything. Oh, we got a great country. We're the greatest in the world. We're perfect. We can do no wrong. Blah, blah, blah. We are hijacked just like France was by the Nazis. Our government is a bunch of collaborators with offshore banks who literally are running us into the ground. Russia goes, you want to cut our pipelines off with our contracts where we sell the cheapest gas in the world to Europe? You want to be able to drive up prices on people worldwide? No. We're going to be competitive. And the globalists and the Rothschilds and the Dutch royalty and the British royalty and all the rest of them that are driving this, they went, we're coming into eastern Ukraine. We're taking over your oil fields and your gas fields that you developed and you got leases on and your pipelines that come out of Russia and those rich gas fields over the border. And we're going to give it to Joe Biden's son. We're going to give some of the stock to the British royal family, some to the Dutch. We're going to give Obama some. Joe Biden's son, you get $2 billion. $2 billion worth. How's that sound? And Biden comes out and goes, I'm proud, my son. He's a good businessman. Yeah. The Russians are literally watching Joe Biden's son take over their gas. So they sent in special forces to protect it. And they're getting killed right now fighting mercenaries and the CIA. And there's U.S. troops getting killed over there right now. You better believe it. So Putin goes over there and plays the game of, we've got a few soldiers over there. And notice all the kids laugh. They all understand that Americans get told, there's no 2 plus 2 equals 5. No, they know it equals 4. So Putin's like, we have a few soldiers. Some of them got picked up. But they're going to be released. Ah, everybody's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Playing along with, because they're giving us our own response. Oh, there's no CIA or mercenaries attacking eastern Ukraine. Oh, no. And Putin's like, oh, and there's none of our troops either. Yes. And he goes, and this is not a threat, but we have nuclear weapons. This is a threat. And you watch, within hours, his generals will come out and threaten to nuke Europe and the United States. And remember who runs things. We got Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and others with people like John Corzine who would make 40-to-1 bets with private bank accounts. He bought a subsidiary bank. And then most people didn't get their money back for 2-plus years. And he didn't get in trouble. That's how reckless and crazy. Let me tell you, the elite are just like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay, but a few steps up and worse. You want to put the whole world in the hands of Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay? And the weirdo Queen of England and those freaks that want to start a nuclear war because they got underground bunkers and they're bored? Bunch of nihilistic scum? We're going to take your phone calls coming up. We got Ray McGovern on, but we're going to be taking your calls. I want to hear from people about this. Am I wrong? Should we want nuclear war? Fight fire with fire! Fight fire with fire!
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number to join us here today is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, our loving government run by foreign banks has been funding Al-Qaeda and changing their name to confuse the public and then having fake airstrikes on them while they turn the Middle East over to them, and while they overthrow all our previous allies because they're not America haters. And while the destabilization goes on in Africa as well, our border is completely being dissolved. Obama, it's in the Associated Press, is set by the end of the month. He said he'd do it by the end of August. I guess that means the next 2 days, to sign an executive order bypassing Congress. You may have heard that 2 days ago on the carbon tax. I'm going to be covering that some on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Just, hey, I'm king. I'm just going to do it. In fact, now he's doing government by not even executive order, but just saying, I told the department head. So there's not even a memo or a piece of paper. There's a piece of paper when a cop gives you a ticket, where it was, where the street was, where the court, the law, the fine. But when you shut down the power plants and get ready to put taxes on every mile you drive with satellite tracker boxes in all the cars lined up beforehand, getting you ready for it. Oh, when that's going on, the feds have come out after this article 2 days ago from CNS News. Feds move to require car-to-car safety communication, which will tax you by the mile. Feds deny vehicle-to-vehicle communications tech will be used to spy on drivers. Basic safety message to broadcast GPS signal. Totally ridiculous, folks. That's right. And the NSA is not spying on you. And if you've got a business, you didn't build it. And on and on and on. This is just beyond insane. And the whole Republican leadership is working with the crazies that run Wall Street. That doesn't mean your average brokerage house or your average stock. The big mega banks, the high-frequency traders, the people that have rigged the market. How long did I tell you it was rigged with experts? And then Rolling Stone last year or 2 years ago. The whole game's rigged. The stock market, the interest rates, everything. The top echelon is basically exempt, has all the info, runs the markets. What are you going to tell us next, Alex, that Las Vegas casinos are rigged in favor of the house? Next, you're going to tell me H2O stands for dihydrogen monoxide? That's water. You know, I've gone on the streets of Austin and 9 out of 10 people, it was actually more than, we're talking like 20 people, until one of them knew that we were saying we want to ban hydrogen monoxide. It's in everything. It causes excess urination. We want to ban it. And the people would sign. They'd go, oh, I'm an engineer. Yeah, I agree. Start hitting on Leanne McAdoo, one guy in the video. Like, yeah, I went to it was like Princeton or something. Yeah, I'm an engineer. How you doing, baby? Yeah, I'll ban water share. That's why they think we're so dumb. I mean, because 9 out of 10 Americans will ban water because they don't know the scientific name. Just like they'll ban salt if you give them a scientific name. And I'm not even that smart. That's what's frustrating about this is it's crazy. They're trying to start nuclear war with Russia. We're going to break it down with the former top CIA analyst Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, their favorite morning briefer. Ray McGovern coming up. Don't forget, while we're all still here, it's important to support the independent free media that's under attack. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com for the best prices on high-quality water filters, the best supplements out there that have been life-changing for me and my family, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free. They can answer any of your questions. Thousands of films, products, apparel, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.